Hey guys, it's your girls Lark and Nina of Single in the Loop podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and like our Facebook page.
Subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Google Play, Spreaker, and iTunes, and don't forget to leave a 5-star review.
Cause we're living single in a 2020 world. I'm glad I got my girl.
You supposed to hit it, Nina. Keep your head up. Yeah, keep your head up. It's no. Nina. Well, I tried. You know, I tried. So, another episode. Another week. Another month. Another day.
Another day.
Single in a loop. This episode 96. 96. Yeah.
96.
Episode motherfucking 96. Yo, this 100 episode is real creeping up around the corner. I'm excited about it. Yeah. What's going on? How are you? Do you have a number for 96? Because last time you had a number. Wait. Do you have a number for 96?
Well, I was going to say 95 and 96 Impala are both.
You said that last week. You did.
Are kind of similar. They're a little different, but both body styles are pretty bomb. So if you're into old schools, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't. You know, I'm not a car person. So I like what I like, and that's it. I can't tell you nothing about nothing else.
That is all.
Well, Nina has a number again for the second week in a row. What? I need you to start thinking of.
Don't come for me for 97 now.
Listen, I need you to start thinking about 100 because you definitely have to have a number for 100. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
But I'm doing good. The week has been good but crazy. I think that's how it's been for the last few months, but I'm good. I had a good weekend. It was really hot this weekend in Houston,
yes.
But it was so nice outside that you had to kind of like get out somehow, even if it was just staying in your car, driving around, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was just a really nice weekend.
Yeah, this is definitely like patio season. You know, you want to kind of just be out but not be like in the heat, but still want to be covered a little bit, you know, like a nice patio at your house and just kind of like chill.
Went to go see a few of the murals that they had of George Floyd around Houston, so that was nice to do on a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it was hot. I was like, ooh, go take these cute pictures real quick. Hop right back in the car, AC full blast. But it was really nice to see the murals and just really get an imagery of what it all is and what it means. So that was nice to do. And that was about it. I just chilled and
no dates.
Tried to just stay out the way. For some reason, people have decided that the virus is over.
Quiet for Corona.
I don't know, because if they decided it was over, we could have did this 2 months ago.
Fuck yeah, we could have celebrated some people's birthdays. Okay.
Right. So,
did you have any dates? No.
No dates. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, I feel like you got more to say. You just don't want to say it on the mic. Okay, never mind. We'll talk about that later.
Sorry, guys.
Nina ain't trying to share with y'all. Ooh, y'all slide Nina DM and cuss her out because she ain't sharing.
It's just that. Yeah, I have nothing else to say.
It's just that. Yeah, I have nothing else to say. Okay. For me this week, like you said, it was hot as fuck. Not too much stuff happened. I don't like to be outside. I'm not an outside person. Let's just start there. I'm just not an outside person. But I do like a beautiful day. That's when I want to go sit on a patio or stuff like that. Lately, I've been going to the park, and for whatever reason, I've been going in the peak of the fucking heat. Like, y'all pray for me, okay? I feel like it's worth it because I get, like, more of a sweat happening because it's hot as fuck outside, because I barely sweat anyway. Right. So that part doesn't bother me, but it's just like, can I make it around this damn track without fucking passing out? Like, that's more of the problem, right, for me. But I mean, so far so good. I'm making it, drinking plenty of water, got an extra little water in my backpack and stuff, you know, whatever. I have not went to go see any murals or anything like that. I have been keeping up with the news and just like a lot of things that's just been happening with just like a lot of the brands that we use on a regular basis and stuff like that. So we can get into that. But other than that, I did not mention last week because last week was just, it was just a lot happening. Last week I did go on my picnic that I talked about on the previous episode.
Oh, let's get into that.
Nah, you try to get all in my business. You don't want to share. You don't want to share. No, so I did go on the picnic, and I think I said that I was doing the picnic just to kind of be a, what would you call it? Like a nice gesture or like an olive branch between me and this person, because it's like, it was tension, but it was really, the tension was us not being able to really communicate the way we should be able to communicate. I feel like that was more of the tension. Like, everything could have been, like, squashed a long time ago if we just kind of put our egos to the side and sat down and actually had a conversation. So, the way it worked on Monday, the conversation didn't happen. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. It didn't happen because Tom was not on my side on Monday. Lotus didn't want to answer the phone. Like, it took them probably, like, an hour to answer the phone to place the order. And, like, I was trying to get other things together, and he had somewhere to be at a certain time. So I was like, okay, once I get to this part, I'm just going to kind of throw it out. I didn't really make it as nice as I wanted it to be because I was, like, didn't have enough time. Because as soon as I was, like, setting up, he was calling, like, oh, I don't see you. And I'm like, oh, shit. Fuck. So I was trying to hurry up and do it.
Nice.
It looked nice, but you know, I always gotta put the extra lark sauce on it, you know, just like,
no,
you know, see, I'm extra as fuck.
Time extra,
I'm extra. This is the thing, like, I don't half ass do anything, and that's with anything that I do. So if I'm gonna do something, like, I'm gonna do it complete, full out. That's it.
Yeah, but this ain't no anniversary.
No, but still, it's like, if you're gonna take your time, and I'm, and that's just me, like, judging myself a little bit because the picnic did look nice. I shared a picture with Nina, and I also shared a picture with Silent Bob as well. But I don't know. I might post it. I don't know. I'll see how I feel.
What did Silent Bob say?
You know, that nigga get on my goddamn nerves. Hey, Silent Bob, how you doing? We gotta.
I'm interested to hear what he said.
He was surprised.
Surprised, like.
He was just surprised.
That you did it?
No, he was surprised that me and that person was communicating and that happened. That was pretty much it. Because, you know, the last time we kind of really talked about that whole situation, he was like, oh, I just thought that was just dead in the water. He was like, I still had hope for y'all. But, you know, it was just kind of dead in the water. So, yeah. So, yeah, not anything bad. He was just surprised. I think he was more surprised that I actually did something nice or whatever. For whatever reason, these niggas think I'm just like a fuck nigga. I'm not a fuck nigga. Like, I'm really not. Like, I just gotta be able to get in my bag from time to time, and I have to be allowed to get in my bag. And I feel like that's another issue that we have, like, me and that person we have. Because, like, once I am trying to be a little bit more, like, sensitive or a little bit more open, it's kind of like, why are you being sensitive? And it was like, oh, fuck it then. Like, bitch, listen, you know, like, you just want me to cuss you out all the time and beat your ass. Like, bro, I'm soft. Let me be soft. Like, let me do nice things. But, you know, whatever. But
you're better than me, because something like that, the most you're going to get out of me is, okay, let's meet up, get some drinks. I'll be liquored up enough if I gotta curse your ass out and dip, you know? And then I'll be liquored up enough to be happy if things go well.
Yeah, it wasn't. Honestly, it was not a bad meeting at all. I got his favorite wine. I got Lotus, seafood. What did I do? What else did I do? You know, water. I made a basket of like full, all of his like favorite snacks and stuff like that.
Y'all, she went out and bought a basket.
I literally bought a picnic basket. Like, that's how legit, like, I was trying to make my shit. Like, I actually have a picnic basket. And you had the blanket. Yes, I had the blanket. I had the pillows where you sit your butt on or whatever. And mind you, like I said, I'm not an outside person, but I just thought that it was just, you know, a nice gesture to...
Cute.
Yeah, it was cute. It came out cute. Then I was like, okay, I gotta get the fuck from outside because these bugs, I can't do these fucking bugs, these goddamn ants. Like, I just can't. It's just too much for myself. But that came out really nice. And we decided that we would have a conversation later just because of the time that we did have. I guess it was like a short kind of, you know, time frame. And it wasn't long enough for us to really get into in-depth conversation, you know? So we just kind of talked about everything else that was just like happening around us in the world, which is also a good conversation because you need to be able to bounce those things off of other people. Other than that, I went on a blind date this week as well. See, look, I'm out here.
Blind date.
I went on a blind date, a literal blind date, okay? And I talked to Solomon Bob about this as well. He was like, what? So this guy, I don't want to say he slid into my DMs, but he did message me. He messaged me off of something that I had posted on my Instagram stories, okay?
Okay.
And from there, we were like kind of going back and forth, you know, light conversation. And then we got on the subject of like, you know, a date or something. And he asked me out on a date. He was like, well, you know, if you trying to get out here in these streets or whatever, like, I would like to take you out on a date. And I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. The original date that we were supposed to go out was the same date that I was doing my picnic situation. So I rescheduled for a later date, which was this week. So with this guy, I did not know him. He said I was like on his Explorer page or something. I didn't know him. I didn't know his name. I didn't know his age. I didn't know what he did for a living. Like, I ain't know nothing about him. Like, nothing. Even when I went on the date, like, we didn't exchange names in the DM or anything like that. It was like, literally, I'm meeting a complete stranger. Right? So even with...
But he didn't have a profile picture?
Yeah, he has a profile picture, but that doesn't say his name, his age and stuff. Like, I knew what he looked like.
Oh, girl, that ain't no blind date.
Well, I don't know what he does for a living. I don't know his name. I don't know how old he is. Like, that's blind enough. That's blind enough.
It's just, but not knowing those things is just not being curious at the moment in time.
No, I feel like
I've been
most,
on a date before and I couldn't remember the guy's name.
But they told you their name.
Yeah, they made conversation, but I knew what he looked like.
Well, I didn't ask. I never asked him for his name. And he never asked me for my name either until we got to the place. And we had like a full-blown conversation before we even introduced each other. You know, it was like he got up and went to the restroom and he came back. And I was like, what is your name? And this is probably like on our third drink. I finally asked this man like what his name was. And he was like, I was just thinking about that. And the restroom was like, oh, you know what her name is. I'm like, well, my name is actually my name that's on Instagram. Like, that's my real name, you know.
Right.
And, of course, he gave me the rundown of what his name is and the nickname situation, whatever. Listen, when I go on dates, tell me your government name. Like, I don't care about your alias. They ain't got nothing to do with me because if the police pull us over, I need to be able to say, I know him by his government name, okay? Because
right.
If I know you by your street name, that means I'm probably doing some illegal shit with you. Not to say he was doing some illegal shit. I don't fucking know. Right. I don't know this man. But that date went pretty well. It led to like two other stops after because we met at a pub. I text Nina the name of the pub because, like I said, I didn't know this guy. So I'm just not going to go somewhere and just be like, okay, yeah, I'm here. You know, motherfucker wind up missing type shit. So for real though, it happens. Like, I don't know nothing about this man. I couldn't really pick him out. I couldn't pick him out in a lineup. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know him like that.
I hate those ones that you can't pick out of a lineup.
Yeah, it was like, you're pretty generic. Not saying that he wasn't a handsome guy or anything like that. It was just like, nothing stands out where I could be like, okay, that's him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was hoping, even when I went in the bar, that it wasn't too many black people in there.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go to his Instagram and look at his picture again to make sure, like, okay, this is the person I'm supposed to be meeting. Because that's, like, weird if you walk up to the wrong table, like, hey, who the fuck are you, bitch?
Right.
So that went good. Like, the conversation went good. We talked about, like, relationships. We talked about the podcast because he said he did some research on me and things like that. We went from the pub to Cyclone and we had lunch, more drinks, and then we went to the hookah spot. Right.
It was just like an all day date.
Yeah, it was definitely a day date. Good vibe, super cool guy. I don't believe he's like looking for a relationship or anything like that. Just, you know, dating.
Why not? Yeah.
I didn't ask.
What made you come to that conclusion?
Well, some of the conversation that we were having, it seemed like he might have just recently kind of gotten out of some type of situation. And also, he does not live here in the States in general.
So you said it sounds like he just got out of something?
Yeah, like not super recent, but recent enough where it's still kind of like affecting your mental state, you know. And we talked about that too, because I was like, I feel like when people break up with people, like, they need to take like a year or something off just to kind of figure out themselves again. Because when you're in a relationship with someone, like, y'all kind of become one, you know. Mm-hmm. You move as one. So yeah, I don't really like that, but you like it, so I'm gonna go and do it. But now you're by yourself, I feel like you need to be able to wash all that off and really figure out what it is that you like and what you want to do, and like really hone in on who you are as a single person before you start going and getting into relationships with other people.
Does he have kids?
He does not have kids.
Okay.
He does not have kids. He works in the oil and gas industry. So he's in Kuwait a lot, mm-hmm. like 6 months out the year. So that was another thing. It's like, okay, Kuwait is, that's far, far. Like, I like a good long distance relationship, but that's far, far. Like, there's nothing I could do for you in Kuwait, okay?
But y'all don't have to be in a relationship.
I mean, we're definitely going to be friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to go on another date or whatever, like, cool, let's go. But I don't expect anything outside of that. Super cool guy. Super, super cool guy. So that was that.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at in life. I'm tiptoeing out here a little bit. Not too much, because Rona is still here. She is still present.
It's still alive and well.
Yeah. I went on a lunch date today with the other person that I did the picnic for. And that was good, because we finally got a chance to sit down and like have a real heart-to-heart about just one situation in particular. It wasn't just everything, but just like one situation, which mm-hmm. he said that you said that I was wrong, and that Silent Bob also said that I was wrong.
What? How did I get into this?
Because he was like, even Nina and Solid Bob told you that you was wrong. I was like, Nina did not say that.
About
that whole, that incident, that one particular incident that happened, that I should have made plans instead of going to happy hour. But I'm like, honestly,
I never said that you were wrong.
That's what I said. So you gotta get on Silent Bob ass, because he the one said that shit.
I never said you were wrong. What I said was, I didn't understand why he was upset when you included him in something you were doing before you guys were gonna go do your own thing. And I just think it was just a miscommunication, a big miscommunication.
That's what I said.
And because then... it's kind of like he has another chance to spend time with him.
But I guess it just wasn't done in the way he felt like.
From the outside looking in, like, oh, you're out with your friends and it's like already nighttime. And maybe he didn't think, like, maybe he thought, like, are you even planning on spending time with me? Like, maybe
yeah. Something like that. Like you said, I feel like it was definitely a miscommunication. But of course, in his head, is that, like, you just didn't approach the situation as, you know, to the best of your abilities. Like, you didn't do the best of your abilities to that. And I'm like, you know what? I could possibly give you that because I could have personally communicated a little bit better. But right. Also, you could have personally communicated a little bit better as well. Because I don't do social cues.
I feel like he didn't really voice how he felt in that moment through the text.
Right. It was just kind of like blowing you off. And that's why we didn't talk for so long. Because I'm not going to run after you. Like, if I'm reaching out to you and I'm trying to talk to you and you're avoiding me or not trying to hear what I'm saying, like, I'm not going to run after you. I'm going to let you figure out when you get ready to talk to me, then we'll talk. So that was another issue. He felt like I allowed, I guess, my ego to not make us talk for, like, two months and a half. And I was like,
you wait, so... you're the blame.
Because he felt like I should, like, I was wrong. Like, I should apologize for the way I handled the situation. It was like, okay.
And what is he owning up to?
Right. Right. So it was like, definitely I know I made you feel some type of way. That was not my intention. From the beginning, that wasn't my intention. My intention was very pure. Like, I didn't. Like, I kept telling y'all, even when we had that conversation, like, to me, it wasn't a big deal. Like, it wasn't a huge overthinking type of thing, okay? Mm-hmm. But in that, if I made you feel some type of way, which I know I made you feel some type of way, I apologize for that because that was not my intention. My intention was not to make you feel like you're not important enough to do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Or, like, that wasn't my intention. Cold-heartedly, that was not my intention. So I apologize for that. Like, that was my bad. Okay? Mm-hmm. I can accept that. I fumbled the ball.
We know that, but it's like, what about him?
He was just saying, like, oh, you just never said that you were wrong. Like, you don't like to admit that you're wrong. And I'm like, that's not the case. Like, the case is, like, I want...
But can he admit that it wasn't good communication on both ends?
He did. He did say that it wasn't good communications on both ends. So, we're going to leave it at that. You know, baby steps. Baby fucking
steps. Very light baby steps. Has it been baby steps?
You know, it's baby steps. Baby steps, sure? Baby legs, baby steps.
What?
Baby leg.
Who has the baby leg? Who has the baby leg? These are your words.
Anyway, we went to Outback for lunch or whatever, and girl, we ran across some Golden Girl Karens.
Oh no! Wait, where did y'all go?
Outback. You know how I feel about Outback. Because he wanted this fucking cookie, I guess, that Outback had. And he was like, oh, let's go there because I really want this dessert. And then
we should have just went to Saltgrass.
We should have. Because let me tell you, you know, I stopped fucking with Outback when they stopped making that Tawanda pasta.
Yes,
it was quiet for that.
Too,
I stopped fucking with them then. So he wanted to go there, so we went. And of course, they had a limited menu, so the cookie wasn't even on the menu. So he was like, damn, I should have, after we had already ordered some stuff, he was like, we should have just went to somewhere else if they didn't have, like, the cookie. So what we wound up getting was some mac and cheese bites. They were pretty interesting. They were definitely more Caucasian mac and cheese. They used a lot of different kinds of mac and cheese. It wasn't nasty, but it was different. You know, it was a different type of mac and cheese.
Nasty, yeah.
So I was like, like, oh, that's different. So that's your way of saying it's nasty. I'm like, no, it's not nasty. It's just different. So we got that. The Caesar salad was popping. Okay, because I don't know too many people that can fuck up a Caesar salad. I got a Caesar salad. There you go.
White people can't fuck up a salad.
I should have got just a Caesar salad with some grilled shrimp on it and just caused it a fucking day, but I did not. I got the chicken and shrimp pasta. It was horrible. The grilled shrimp was popping, so I just ate the shrimp off of it and was just like, eh, okay, whatever.
I know what to get.
Yeah, just a Caesar salad with some shrimp on it, like off the Barbie. Can I get some some shrimp off the Barbie and a Caesar salad? Then he got I think like a steak and baked potato, and then we had our margaritas or whatever. But when we were like in the process of like ordering, it was like a group of Golden Girl Karens over here. And they were giving the black waitress a hard time. So basically what was happening was, I guess they were trying to treat one of their friends, and it was four of them. So two of them were trying to treat one of the friends. Okay. And I'm tuning into the conversation because I'm nosy one, and I just need to know when I need to say, bitch, Black Lives Matter. Like, y'all got me fucked up. Okay. So she's talking to the waitress, and the waitress is like, okay, yeah, let me go see, you know, if I can do that or whatever. So basically what it all boiled down to was these motherfuckers was trying to split the price of a baked potato. Okay.
Because they both shared it?
No, they wanted to pay for their friend's baked potato that she had.
So one person didn't want to put the baked potato whole on their bill.
Yes. Can I tell you how much the baked potato was?
Probably like $3.
You goddamn right, Nina. And I said, It was like $3 and some fucking change. And I'm like, you really want this lady to go split a $3 and some change, like baked potato? Like, that don't even make no sense.
Y'all need to treat nobody out to eat. Somebody need to treat y'all.
Hello? Because I'm about to treat y'all in a minute because y'all about to piss me off. Because the lady was like,
give me that receipt for that potato.
Get this shit. Whatever she got, put it on mine because I'm sick of these motherfuckers. So then the girl walks off. She was like, well, it's not rocket science. Like, it doesn't take all that. Like, they're fucking dumb. And this is that. Other, like, that's what she was saying. I'm like, bro, Karen, you about to get fucked up in here,
First
Karen.
First of all, it doesn't take all that for one person to pay for $3.
$3 fucking, Karen. I was like, all you have to do is just put it on your tab. Let your friend, if she want to contribute to the other baked potato, leave a fucking tip. Leave a $2 tip, sis. Like, what the? This don't make no sense.
And but you can't call Karen out and say she broke. And then.
Oh, I know Karen ain't broke. Karen probably still sitting on slavery money. Karen ain't broke. Okay, ma'am. Get your, and then she was like, well, I just want to make sure. What?
Karen might be broke. Hubby probably left her for the secretary and just lost all the money.
Karen might
no
be broke.
No alimony.
She
nothing,
might be broke.
Just canceled. And now her and Bitty Betty are at Outback trying to scrap up change to pay for a baked potato.
Her other friend baked potato. Like, this shit. It's ridiculous. Cause I feel like if I was the friend and y'all treating me, you know, at this point, I don't even need y'all to treat me. I just pay for my own shit because this is just getting ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just too much. And then she was like, well, I'm not leaving here until you can show me that you didn't overcharge me. And this is that. Like, it was a fucking mess. And me and the guy was looking like, what the fuck? What the fuck? First of all, you're not gonna talk to my black sis like
that. I mean,
sis.
That happens a lot. Sometimes, like, when we go out to eat, like, if we get an appetizer, like, one of us will just be like, oh, just put it on mine or whatever.
But I feel like that's fine, but they're trying to split it. And it's like, you're trying to split something that costs $3 fucking. Like, why are we doing this? At $20? I mean, okay. Maybe. But $3? Three. That's too much for my soul. So then they finally get up and take their little lily white asses on out the door. Probably like a little while later, it was another table that was kind of like counter corner to that table that they were sitting at. You couldn't see them because they were like in the booth. Mm-hmm. But when they got ready to leave, the husband went out, I guess he went to go get the car. And then the wife and the daughter kind of stayed back and they lingered. So that caught my attention too. I'm like, okay, they lingered and they were also Caucasian. Okay, they was lingering. And I was like, oh, they must feel bad for what Karen and them did. And now they about to apologize for fucking Karen and her crew, right? So they were just standing there kind of waiting. Their waiter came back and was like, oh, you guys still doing okay? And they was like, oh, yeah, we're doing fine. We're doing fine. I'm like, okay, they waiting on this girl, this, because she was taking somebody's order. So when she finished taking the order, they had called her up and was like, we're so sorry about that. You did a great job handling. And they had gave her some money or whatever. I was like, see, these white people out here feeling guilty because they know some of their counterparts ain't fucking shit. So they got to go back behind them and correct fucking situations.
Yeah, but that also plays a bad spectrum when they think that money can eliminate how they act. It's like, oh,
that's true.
I acted like this, but here you go. I'm not going to change, but thank you for putting up with me.
Well, it was a different table.
Yeah.
It was a different table. So, honestly, I feel like instead of them doing that, they could have still, like, you know what? You actually handled that situation to the best of your abilities. Like, I do apologize. Because that has happened to me before. Well, I felt bad for a waiter because of somebody else, like, just going off. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch? Like,
yeah,
that has happened to me before where I actually gave them like an extra tip. Like, you weren't even my waiter and I'm tipping you because I felt like that shit that happened over there was some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in the day and age that we're in right now, I feel like they could have possibly stood up and was like, you know what? Let me just take care of the $3 because this is kind of unnecessary, the things that's happening right now. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, they probably would have got some pushback and the old lady probably would have cussed them back, but at least it's your grandmother that's cussing you out instead of my grandmother cussing you out. You know? Then your people. There's your people. So that's what's happening. That's happening a lot right now in this days that we're living in. A lot of Karens are getting out of pocket. A lot of Karens are getting pop socket. popped and socked. Like, Karens, listen, you do not own this world. You do not own this fucking country. I feel like y'all should probably just shut the fuck up and stay in your place, because what's to say, like, we're not our ancestors? We definitely not. We not. And a lot of these young people ain't scared to pop an old motherfucker. So, me, right. I'll be a little scared. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I'm not going to disrespect you because you're old, but at the same time, if you in my space, you're in my space, you're touching me, you're grabbing things out of my hand, you going to fuck around and get popped. I'm going to feel bad after I do it because you're an elderly person and you just don't fucking know any better, but I'm going to show you better than I can teach you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll feel bad. You'll feel bad, but at the same time, obviously you didn't feel like you was not too old to run down up on me to catch these motherfucking hands. You know?
Why do old people feel like they have way more strength in what they do? Is that wrong to ask? Like, I don't know.
I think in this day and age, I feel like a lot of older white people feel like they are still back in the day and they don't realize that, yeah, you could have got away with that 30, 20, 50, 60 years ago by pushing a Negro person, and that Negro person bet not do nothing to you because you're going to get strung up a tree. But nowadays, like, these black people don't give a fuck. Bitch, you'll get touched. You'll get touched and probably get stumped out. Like, don't do that.
I did go out this weekend to pick up some barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Ray's.
Okay.
Off of OST. It's really good. But anyways, I went and I was waiting for my food. And it was this older black man that came in there. And when I glanced at him, he had went straight to the restroom. So, and it kind of looked like he wasn't there to, like, buy food.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like he was just there just to, like, shave and, like, wash himself up.
Okay.
So when he came out of the restroom, there was a guy at the door who was counting, like, the people in the place, making sure that it wasn't above capacity, and you had to wear a mask mm-hmm. to go in there. And so he came out of the restroom. He had a mask, but it was hanging, like, down, and so the guy told him, like, sir, you need to have a mask on, you know, whatever, whatever. Here he goes. Oh, the white man got y'all confused and all this shit and all this stuff. I'm like, sir, don't be hooping or hollering. This man just let you come in here and use a restroom without even buying anything. The least you could do
just put your mask on
and wear your mask on. And first of all, he was elderly. And that's what I mean. Like, sir, you are the one who's most like immune to this virus.
Trying to save you.
The white man got y'all confused and y'all letting this person do this and do that. Ain't nobody asked you for your Malcolm X opinion.
No, Nina, not Malcolm X opinion. I feel like, see, that's the thing about older people, and I feel like I go through this with my dad. It's like they were raised in a certain time. You know what I'm saying?
And I get it, but at the same time, don't say that when you know what you're doing is ignorant. Like, yeah. Come on.
Like, you had the mask on to come in the door, so keep the fucking mask on. Like, you knew what the rules and regulations was before you came in the door, okay? Shit don't change once you get in the door. Put the fucking mask on and get the fuck out.
Right, you just shaved. Like, relax.
Go ahead.
But it was just like, he was leaving anyways. Like, he wasn't trying to, like, buy food or anything. He mm-hmm. went to the restroom, came out. The guy was like, hey, you need to have your mask on. And then he just started, like, doing that. I mean, it didn't make a big scene because he was, like, leaving. But it was just, like, it doesn't take all of that. It doesn't.
No. No. I feel like it's just so many, like, mixed messages that's happening right now. And it's frustrating because I think we talked about this on last episode because Homeboy had said about, like, black women and all this kind of stuff. Like, we have a tendency to, like, turn against each other and stop focusing on the bigger picture. Right now, I feel like the biggest picture, the picture that overrules everything that we possibly have under this umbrella of just being black, right? It's just the fact that black lives matter and we need change in the system. That's it. Mm-hmm. All this other, yes, it is an issue and that is something that we will get to, but let's get through this first. Like, this is going to help us overall. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just like, oh, well, I got an issue with this, and I got an issue with this, and I got an issue with this, and voting is, I got an issue with that. Like, can we just stop? And I see it a lot happening on social media where people are posting things about, like, it's a conspiracy, and they just want people to get out and vote, and this is that and the other. Like, let's stop mixing the messages. Like, this is where we go wrong as a unit, because everybody feels like they're fucking super woke, and you have a few people that are listening to you and take your word as like, oh, this is word as bond. You know what I'm saying? Let me not go out and vote. Let me not do this or whatever. And you don't have a mind to think for yourself. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I would really hope people stop posting that type of stuff because it's really just dividing the race. And we've been divided long enough.
Speaking of divide, Bar 5215.
What happened?
They got this. You didn't see it?
No, what happened?
They got, like, this new dress code thing going on. Let me read it. I saw it because our friends sent it to us in the group message, and then I got it personally from somebody else. It says, 5015 bar dress code. No jerseys, no basketball shorts, no facial tattoos, no white t-shirts, no slides or flip-flops, no long chains or medallions, no cutoff shirts, no backpacks, no wave caps or do-rags, no MC color vests. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
No derogatory t-shirts, no excessive tethered jeans, no caps permitted after 9 p.m., no provocative attire, i.e. side cleavage, short shorts.
What?
Must be 25 plus to enter.
What?
Entry into this establishment is at management's discretion. So now you have to be 25 or plus to go. Because I know it's a whole bunch of young motherfuckers hanging out up in there. At least 20, you know, of course, like 21. Because, you know, Barbie could be seen. You did see a lot of side boobage.
I'm stuck on the side boob. Like, wait, it's summertime, bro. It is summertime.
What happened?
I don't know.
They got it. That place look all brand new now, so.
So, what that mean? People can have their titties out?
I guess so. But that's what Barbie 15 was made of. It was like ratchet, day party.
Summertime fun. Like,
it's just side boob.
Catch a dick print from time to time. Because
you feeling good. I don't know.
I ain't never seen no titty. But I mean, I didn't see, you know, braless titties. I seen a lot of side boobs.
The white beaters girls wear with no bra. And you can see.
That's what I said. I've seen like a lot of no bra titties and a lot of side boob titties, but I ain't never just seen a whole titty and out, you know, at bar 5015.
After reading all of that, what do you think about that?
I don't think it's the time for that. No, it's just that.
But they're literally canceling out a certain type of culture,
which is crazy because like you're in the heart of third war, you're gonna get a little bit of any and every fucking body. So are you trying to cater to the Caucasians that's moving in on the block, or like what's happening? I don't know. I'm really confused. Like I feel like a lot of that stuff is not necessary, and no long chain medallion. Like oh, so Slim Thug can't come in there with his long chain. Like I'm really fucking confused about.
I know.
Like that, some of those things don't make any sense. Like, yeah, gang colors, yeah, do-rags, yeah. What else is on there?
What is a MC color vest?
I don't know what the fuck that is. Maybe like a motorcycle gang or something. I don't. Oh, I'm not really 100% sure, but yeah, maybe a motorcycle gang.
So it says no derogatory T-shirt.
When they used to have like bartender AF and shit shirts, like.
What?
Did you like the bartenders used to have like, oh, I'm a bartender AF. Like I'm a bartender as fuck. The AF stands for as fuck.
But this is yes, customers can't wear derogatory.
But I feel like the staff shouldn't be able to do either, and they used to. I don't know what the vibe is now because it's different management and all that type of situation.
What is derogatory though? Because the one person wearing something may not be derogatory towards them, but whoever else sees it may be derogatory. I don't know.
Maybe anything with a curse word? I don't know.
No, like anything with a curse word or something that could be offensive. Like, somebody can walk in there with a t-shirt that says fuck 12.
I mean, that's...
Because it's derogatory towards the police.
Right. I don't know. You gonna have to ask them.
The no wave cap, that's always been a no.
Yeah. Why are you out in public with your wave
cap? The white tees, that's always been a no. The facial tattoos, that's always been kind of like a no because it is a certain, like, look, I guess.
Yeah. So he canceled out a whole bunch of rappers to come to Bar 5015 because there's a lot of rappers that got facial tattoos, so they ain't allowed either. And if I ever see them in there, I'm going to say something about it. Because I'm like, oh, so he excluded because he a rapper?
No short.
And no side boots. It's fucking hot outside, y'all. What is up? Bar 55. I just feel like it's just not the time for that. Like, I don't know what y'all are experiencing. Because Turkey Leg Hood definitely going to have the side boobs out, the short shorts out, the basketball shorts. Like, they definitely going to have it. So, you really fucking up your money at the end of the day because they might go to Turkey Leg Hood for a little bit. And they're like, you know what? Let's tiptoe across to Bar 5015. And then y'all going to be like, oh, no, you can't come in with your side boob out. Like, y'all going to fuck up your money at the end of the day. And that's pretty much what's going to happen.
I mean, they renovated Bar 15, so I guess they feel like they just want a whole new crowd.
I mean, that's fine, but the smart thing to do when you open a business, especially when you're on a popular block, is to feed off of that other business. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you're supposed to do. This is why you chose this location, because you felt like this location was in demand. It's a lot of people. You know, not everybody can fit in the Turkey Leg Hood. Not everybody can fit into the Old Faces. I don't know what it's called right now. So, yeah, we're going to take in some of those people off the street. But if you were going to be so strict on some of those guidelines, that's not really realistic. I think you're going to fuck your money up for a little bit. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Result now. So today in Houston, they have the viewing of George Floyd body. I don't know why I can't talk. At the Fountain of, was it Fountain of Praise? Fountain of Hope.
Side of Houston.
Fountain of Hope. Fountain of Praise. One of those.
Fountain of Praise.
Here in Houston. And it looked like it was a lot of people that turned out. People start showing up at 7 o'clock in the morning, from what I understand. The viewing did not start until 11 o'clock. It was just like a lot of, you know, it seemed pretty positive. It seemed like a lot of people were making friends. And they said on the news that it was people that came from like England and all kind of places just to like be here for this moment, to get, for a lot of people, it's more of a closure, you know what I'm saying? Because at this point,
how did these people get here like that?
They here. Listen, the streets is open. The streets is open.
I don't mean to chime in on a sensitive moment, but the traveling.
The streets is open.
All these people coming here. Where the fuck is the Rona?
Is she there? She right among them.
Waiting for them at the dough.
At the dough. I was waiting for you at the dough. Okay.
Okay, anyway, sorry. I just don't understand how all this traveling is happening and we're still...
It's happening. We're going to get back into that, but yeah, it just looked like it was just a nice event. Closure for a lot of people. A lot of people just feel like they just need to put their eyes on him, because to be honest, the whole world witnessed him die. You know what I'm saying? I didn't personally, because I have refused to watch the full video at this point, but a lot of people did watch it and not knowing exactly, you know, what to expect or what was going to happen. So personally, a lot of people just needed that closure, because we all feel attached, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all experienced this horrible thing, you know, the death of this man for no reason. And it was just really sad. So people came from all over. Tomorrow is going to be the second part. I think it's going to be the private funeral. And then after that, we should be able to lay Floyd to rest. And I really hope that his spirit is at peace and he keeps motivating people to do the right thing and to fight for justice and equality for Black people across the world. Like, the craziest thing, this is the craziest thing for me. Every state in the United States has had a protest or rally. Every single one. That has never, ever happened before. Other countries have had protests in honor of this man. That has never happened before. Like, it is a uprising on the way, and you motherfuckers better wake up, because they ain't taking no motherfucking prisoners, and that's on period. But let me tell you what else is happening, okay? So, all these white people, because it was mostly white people that was out there with their AK-47s and their shotguns and stuff, protesting that they wanted the city, the state, the country to open back up because they trying to make this money, right? Cool. You know what happened? George Floyd happened. You know what happened after that? All the motherfucking stores closed the fuck back up.
Right. Right.
Because they don't feel comfortable. They feel like somebody's going to come in there and steal their shit. So board your shit back up. So we go still shut the economy down again. Because y'all thought y'all had us. Y'all thought y'all had us. And especially knowing, like, black people are the most prone to it in general. Y'all motherfuckers thought y'all had us. And they said, oh, no. We're going to start burning and looting y'all shit. And they went ahead and closed them doors. So ain't nobody making no money. The economy's still back where it was. Now what? Don't y'all feel stupid? I passed by Guffgate the other day, and they had all the sneaker stores boarded up and stuff. I said, somebody ought to come burn this shit down. Like, now I feel like y'all picking particular neighborhoods to be like, oh, well, they're going to come up here and try to get the sneakers or whatever, which we will try to come get these motherfucking sneakers. But since you plan with us, because ain't no riots fucking over here. Ain't no riots here. Nobody's protesting over here. And the fact that y'all did that, I feel like somebody just needs to burn y'all shit down just on GP. Like, oh, yeah. Y'all think we going to come steal stuff from y'all? We'll want shit for y'all. Light that bitch up. And that might be fucked up for me to think. But that's just where I'm at with that.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel like all in all, people have really showed a lot of love and respect and prayers and just their own experiences due to this trying time. I just hope that this is a good turning point for just, you know, for
change
for people of color. And I hope it does change things in, I want to say, the criminal justice system, but it has to start with the police department.
Yeah.
Specifically, the training, screening these people who are becoming police officers. Look, I know it doesn't seem very important. Police officers start at like $30,000 a year. They should be making more than that. But you've got to know who you have on the front lines of protecting the city.
That,
and you can't be quick to get like nervous. Like, you have to screen people. You have to screen them because not everybody of a certain color is a criminal.
Right.
Not everybody who depicts this visual of this does this. And that's the part that they're not getting to. I feel like they just train people, put them out there, and they have to make the best judgment, basically. And I understand you have to do that, but it's like,
sometimes they train wrong, though.
That all people of color, or a person who is black, who may be bigger than you, taller, is not intimidating. Just not.
Yeah. That's true. And then I also feel like a lot of this money and like funding and stuff that police officers get, and a lot of other programs that don't really benefit the community, like mental health. Like, it is so many mental health centers here that has closed down here in Houston, like over the years, you know, like hospitals, like people that really focus on people that need help. Because there's a lot of people that police arrest that have mental health issues. They have no place in a jail. They need help. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really need help, but they put that on police officers as well. Like, oh, just round them up, take them to jail. That's not fucking helping them. That's not helping them. And I know the intention is not to help our community, not to help our black, you know, brothers and sisters, our brown brothers and sisters. Like, you just criminalize them, knowing that they need help, knowing that they don't have the opportunity to go get it on their own. Most people don't even have fucking insurance, let alone a family or a good upbringing to be able to help them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we put a lot on police officers as well. And I feel like if we could take some of those things away, you know what I'm saying? If somebody has a mental health issue, or if somebody get a call like, oh, this person like dancing in the street or something seemed like they're wrong, but you don't call the police for that. You know, you call a professional, somebody that is trained to deal with people of mental health and be able to diagnose and see what's happening with these people, instead of, oh, you're acting crazy or erratic and I'm just going to shoot you because you're making me nervous.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a lot of things that has to change within the system in general. I'm really happy a lot of people are posting side by side of people, like white people that have committed a crime and a black person that have committed the same crime, and it's always a black person that got way more time. Like this one I saw, this guy, I don't even remember what the crime was, but I remember the white guy received 2 years in prison. The black guy received 26 years in prison for the same fucking crime. The same exact word for word thing. And it's like the criminal system has to change. The law enforcement has to change. The government has to change. Like all this has to change. I appreciate people that's around here snatching these motherfucking statues down. They just snatched the fucking Confederate flag down. Like y'all got us fucked up. At this point, we are applying pressure, and we're applying pressure to everybody. It goes across the board. Like nobody's sneaking under the radar right now. And that it's also goes to beauty brands.
The jail time stuff has been happening for a very, very long
time. Yeah.
I know people did 8 years on a drug charge, but those are the same sentences that they're giving white women that kill somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll give you 10 years, but you're eligible for parole after 4.5 years after that.
And you would have fucking killed somebody.
But somebody who has a drug offense, who didn't hurt nobody.
Nope. Or in progression. They're in possession that they're going to use drugs on their damn self. I ain't hurt nobody else. I'm taking these motherfucking drugs myself. You going to put me in jail?
I mean, they see it as, of course, if it's a certain amount of drugs, it's considered transporting.
Fuck that.
But somebody's going to get twice as much. I know somebody, a guy, he did 8 years for a drug offense. Drug and possession of a firearm. First offense.
That's crazy.
Very first one. Very first one, and you do 8 years.
But if it was a white boy, what? I'm concerned.
These are the type of sentences that they're giving to people who are not of color, giving those same sentences out for like murder. Oh, so they just gonna do 5.5 years and they go on about their way? Doesn't make sense.
Yep. It's really sad.
But I mean, even like the other crimes, like organized crime, money laundering.
I get a slap on the wrist because only white people do that shit.
Well, 5 to 99 years. That's like the offer they put.
That's crazy. That was crazy. So, I was watching, what is his name? Epstein? The guy that hung himself in prison before he went to trial for trafficking all these women and all this type of stuff. I watched a documentary on him. I don't remember if it was on Netflix or Hulu, but it was just crazy how this man committed all these crimes. All of these crimes, like, you were paying kids, 13, 14-year-old kids, to, like, jack you off. And you're going to underprivileged areas in Miami to recruit these girls, to have sex with them, to rape them, to molest them, all this type of stuff. And you're paying them money. You're paying them $100, $200, whatever. And that man got away with that for so long because he was buying the police uniforms and all kind of stuff, like basically just putting money in the government's pockets, and they just let him just do whatever he wanted to do. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it went deep because it was like presidents was hanging out with this motherfucker, all kind of stuff, and people knew what he was doing, but they turned a blind eye to it because he had money. And come to find out, the man wasn't even who the fuck he said he was. He lied about every single thing. He lied about his degrees that he had. He lied about the schools that he went to, all kind of stuff. And people that hired him found out eventually that he lied and he wasn't who he was supposed to be. But they decided to give him a chance. You think that it ever fucking happened to a black man? Do you think that would ever happen to a black man? This man became a multi-motherfucking billionaire. Lying. People found out he was lying and was still was like, oh, he was so charming. We just decided to keep him on. That would never happen to a black man.
Never.
Talk about the fucking privilege. Like, that shit was crazy to me. And I'm like, y'all knew he was lying? Y'all found out he was lying? He didn't even go to college. He didn't even go to college.
Right.
But he working for these big ass companies, all these billionaires trusting him with their money and all kind of stuff. This man didn't even go to college. He didn't even know he didn't have the know-how to do nothing. To do nothing but rape and molest girls. Like, that is some, if that ain't fucking white privilege, I don't know what the fuck it is. Cause that took me out. You have a whole island. Like, you own a fucking island. Do you think a black man would ever be able to own a fucking island off the strength that he fucking lied and didn't have a fucking education? Never.
I mean, look what happened with the fire vet school.
You know what, Nina? There you fucking go. There you fucking go. Con man.
That was a disaster, and all he's gonna do is like 6 years. If that.
But you just throw all these people money.
I think he's eligible this year or next year. He tried to get out due to the coronavirus, but it didn't work.
They better keep his motherfucking ass right in there where he belong. Like, that shit is crazy. Like, black people could never get away with this type of shit that these fucking white people do. Never in their life. I mean, he by the skin of his chinny chin chin. That was only because he wasn't smart enough to really dive in to see what was happening. But I trust and believe if he would have knew more. Then would he know?
But he probably would have got more time. He thinks that Ja Rule did know more. Like, that's just the type of guy he is.
Well, he played dumb very well.
He can't be trusted.
Listen, he played stupid and dumb very well, okay? Keep it up.
He's been canceled Ja Rule back in 2001, okay? He's been canceled.
Listen, but if they play... Are you there? Let me say, yeah. Are you there
dang,
for me?
I can't believe, like, I actually used to really like his music and everything.
Listen, I ain't gonna R. Kelly him canceling because if they playing shit, I'm singing.
Right, yeah. I actually do like Ja Rule's old jams. I do.
When I cry, you cry, we cry. Together. Listen, I'm singing. I am singing. I ain't gonna cancel him all the way like R. Kelly, but you are canceled, sir. He played too fucking much. We don't want to do that. So, in other news, they have, I don't know if you saw this or not, but they have challenged beauty brands to pull the fuck up or shut the fuck up.
Okay.
So basically... the movement is basically asking beauty brands to post their stats as far as like how many black people work for you in these top, you know, CEOs, people that's on the board, things like people that's actually making the decisions when it comes to your company. How many black people are they, women or men? You know, like really break it down. How many white people you have? How many Hispanic people? How many, you know, break it all the way the fuck down. Okay. Mm-hmm. And to me, this is smart because I am in the beauty industry and I know just by like different classes and stuff that we go to that black women are the most consumers, are the highest consumers of beauty products, beauty brands in general. Okay, so they want to know, because you're using the black dollar, how many black people you paying with this black dollar? Okay, and a lot of beauty brands have not said anything yet. They did post their little black square. They did say, oh, we stand in solidarity with the African-American or black community or whatever. But that's really easy to do. And what they're asking you now is show us show and tell now. Show and tell. Because I feel like a lot of companies are really faking the funk. And even a lot of people are faking the funk right now because they feel pressure to say, hey, I stand with the black community because I don't want motherfuckers coming for me, and I don't want people messing up my motherfucking chick. So I'm just gonna say what I need to say to make it sound nice so they can keep giving me my money. So
yeah,
I think this is going to take a long process because things are gonna start coming out. You know what I'm saying? Companies are gonna start really showing who they really are, because like I said, it's very easy to make a statement.
Yeah.
Very, especially on Instagram, it's very easy to make a statement. But as time progresses, we're really gonna see who, what, when, where, how. Okay. And I feel some type of way because even the brand that I work for, and not the actual brand, but the brand that owns the brand that I work for, actually contributed to Trump's campaign and his reelection. So y'all got me fucked up too. Like, y'all got me all the way fucked up. Like, I definitely feel some type of way because that brand actually owns a lot of well-known brands that a lot of minorities shop at. You know, and it's like, how dare you use our black dollar against us? And it's more the CEOs, like the CEOs of the fucking company. So, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Like, you have us fucked up. So at this point, it is super, super, super important for us to do everything that we possibly can to shop black, buy black, for a long period of time. And what this is going to do, because a lot of people feel like, well, why do we have to do this? Because our black dollar is powerful. I feel like we had this conversation before, right? Yeah. Black people are the biggest consumers of fucking everything. Everything that is marketable is marketed to black people. Okay? From cars to shoes to cigarettes to beers to hair weaves to whatever, across the board, okay? It's marketed to black people. All right. So if we stop giving these people our money and start focusing on our own economic growth as a black community, one, that would help more black business be more successful. That will be able to put us back with the Black Wall Street, you know what I'm saying? Control our own dollars. But also with those other popular brands that exist now that we're spending our money on, it will force them to either close or stand in solidarity with us, because you want our money. So that means if you want our money, you have to stand for what we stand for, or we're not giving you our money. And right, that's what's also going to help us in the long run. So yeah, it might be hard to not go to fucking Jack in the Box or wherever y'all like to go on a regular basis. But if it's franchise, you know, cause I know it's a Chick-fil-A by my house, and Chick-fil-A also did contribute to that bullshit as well. It's a Chick-fil-A by my house, and it's actually owned by a black guy, a young black guy. So if I go to Chick-fil-A, if I really want to go to Chick-fil-A, I'll go to that one. One that is owned or franchised by a black person.
Right.
You know? And I'm not saying somebody of color, and this is that. I'm talking black people in general. Like, we got our Hispanic people. We got our Indian people. Like, we got y'all. We got y'all. We rock with y'all. We fuck with y'all. But listen, this is about us right now. Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to swing back around. Like, the money going to trickle down regardless. But let us have our moment.
And black people need to realize, just because it's a black owned business, that it doesn't mean that it's supposed to be cheap or discounted.
There you go.
Okay.
Pay that whole dollar.
Right. Sometimes black owned businesses be more expensive. Or we think it's more expensive because it's coming from a black-owned place.
And this is true.
But we're going to not do that when we go to regular places.
Yeah, you don't question it at all when you go to other places. Like, oh, you ain't going to know. You don't question it at all. But sometimes it is true that, like, black-owned businesses can be a little bit more expensive, because you have to also think about what that black-owned business had to go through, or how much money they had to spend in order to get the goods. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes even the other side, like the vendors, charge black people more money than what they would charge a white company or a Hispanic company or whatever. So yeah, you do have to make up the difference. And it's fucked up, but this is why we're doing it, so we can make those changes for ourselves.
Yeah.
So we can do this if we all stick together. Like I said, we under this one umbrella of getting the things we need as a Black community as a whole. And then we can start breaking it down to all the other things. I did see some other people jump on the bandwagon, and I saw a lot of people posting it, and I respect it. I really, really do. But I do not feel like this is about you right now. I'm not even going to go into what I'm talking about. But it's just like, can we just stick with the focus is Black lives in general matter. Okay? Yeah. Not Black little girl, not Black little boy, not all Black lives in general. That's all. That's it. Do you have an Anus Corner?
Don't record at almost 10 o'clock at night because I'm sleeping.
Oh, goodbye, Nina. y'all tell Nina, get off. It's been a long day, okay?
I'll just say that I'm happy to see, like, what the world is doing, voicing their opinions, and coming together. I just wanted to keep going, you know?
Yeah.
And I hope that it reaches a change that changes the police force and their training everywhere. That's going to take a lot. Definitely going to take more than what we're doing now. But yeah, that's why you got to vote. Register to vote.
And tear some shit up in the process.
That is this one step closer to figuring out what's going on in this world.
Yeah.
And I feel like you would know if you vote, you can look up what certain things mean, because I know when you vote that the way they word stuff and the words they use, it's hard to understand. And the questions are made like that purposely. For certain people like us to not to vote, we don't, you know, they think that we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay if you don't understand maybe how stuff is worded, because they do word stuff like that on purpose. So then you think otherwise and vote for somebody else. But smart thing to do is look up a lot of those phrases or those words, Google, whatever. So you just know, okay, that's what that means, whatever, whatever. And so you're not just going into it totally blind.
Yeah. I honestly think my dad has his ballot already.
Mm-hmm.
So when he gets ready to open it, I might take a picture of it and maybe post it so people can kind of read some of the things that's on there. You know what I'm saying? Like some of the wordings. Yeah. So when they get into the booth, it's not like confusing. Or they don't know, you know, what's happening or whatever, because that is true that they do that. And then they'll try to deter you from voting. I feel like that's why a lot of our own people are saying stupid shit about fucking voting. Like, listen, at the end of the day, if you don't believe it and not, do it for the next person. Right. Do it for your kids. Do it for the next generation, because those are the ones that's going to have to be here on this fucking earth to deal with the decisions that we made as a people. And this is why we tearing shit up now. Okay? And just in case y'all didn't catch it, this is my moment with Lark. Keep doing what y'all doing. Like, keep doing what y'all doing. Apply pressure. I really hope that once this funeral is over with tomorrow, that people don't forget and people just go back to their, you know, regular, smegular lives or whatever. Like, keep applying pressure, because that's the only way that we are going to see a change. That's it. Yeah. Like that's literally it. You cannot just accept the bare minimum. We have been accepting the bare minimum, and we want more now. We deserve more, and fuck it, we goddamn demand more at this point. And stop backing down from a fight, because at the end of the day, somebody run down on you, you better run down on them. And that's just that. Like, I said, Karen's been out here putting their hands on people. Put your hands back on Karen. Put your hands back on Karen. You might go to jail, but I mean, people have been in jail for a lot less. And some people might die, but people have died for things a lot less, for literally not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally. So it is time to fight back. Okay. And that's not a war or anything that I'm saying. I'm just saying, if it's happening, like, it has been people jumping out their fucking trucks with goddamn machine. What do you call it? Did you cut down chainsaws? Chainsaws running after fucking protesters that saying Black Lives Matter. If y'all motherfuckers don't stop running from these people and put a bullet in their ass, because at the end of the day, he wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not scared anymore. Like, stop being scared of these crazy ass motherfuckers. Because honestly, we done been through a lot worse. Yeah. And we deserve better. So that's all I got. Yeah. This is episode 96. A singing a loop. It's 10 o'clock. Nina about to go to bed. We'll see y'all next week. 97. We almost to 100. We almost to 100. We almost there, y'all. So until then, peace.
Peace.
Bye. Just because the episode is over doesn't mean you're out the loop. Make sure you send your listener letters to singlealoop@gmail.com or DM us @singleintheloop.